Dictation for Larry Tompkins, T as in today, O-M, P as in Paul, K-I-N-S, April 7, 34, address as a letter to Dr. Nisha Vashista, 817-4301. Dear Nisha, follow up for Larry, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, anemia, last visit in May, comes accompanied with son, no hospital visit, problems with tensors, cannot chew very well, they need to grind the food, weight is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies urinary changes, has diffuse shoulder, hip, knee arthritis, mobility is restricted, very hard of hearing, decreased hearing, no falls, uses a cane on a wheelchair for the office, denied chest pain or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, lungs are clear, no localized RALS, no gross arrhythmia, occasional premature beats, no abdominal distension or edema, no major focal deficit but weakness, some memory issues, blood pressure high 160-58 on the right side, only blood pressure not above 5 milligrams, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, is using Durantin for the neuropathy, but mostly because it helps him sleep at night. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.6, which is baseline for 12 years. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Hemoglobin was not done, but back in October, 11.6. Large size at 100 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Systolic high blood pressure of the elderly. They do not check at home. They need to do it. Minimize salt. If persistently elevated, we can increase the NORVAS, but most likely I will add a second medication, probably a low dose of diuretics. Anemia needs to be part of the chemistry. No need for phosphorus binders. We will monitor metabolic acidosis. No symptoms of uremia and encephalopathy. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.